So I think that Good Shepherd Sunday and First Eucharist are a perfect combination for us. And boys and girls, I checked, I made my first communion 61 years ago. I know, ancient history, isn't it? Yeah. But I think it's a great time because it brings us really to an important reminder for ourselves and in our church that if we don't have priests, we don't have the Eucharist. Those of you who picked up a bulletin last week know that I placed in the insert in the bulletin the latest clergy appointments for this coming year. And I hope that as you read through that, you saw that 7 of the new pastors that will happen in July are from Africa. And I think we have 10 or 12 guys helping the archdiocese now. And it's interesting that the countries that we went and missioned are now coming back and missioning us. They're taking care of us. And we're really grateful. And people say, well, you know, I can't understand them. They couldn't understand us when we went over there either. So it's something we need to be remembered. But the thing I want to focus for a few moments on today, though, is why is that? My priest support group, which meets once a month, we met on Monday, and we talked about the fact of what these latest appointments mean for people. And there's 8 of us in the group. Well, 3 of us are ready to retire. The other one's already retired. And we talked about how sad it is that we don't have more vocations coming through. And this really started even before the abuse crisis. So what is the deal with that? Well, I think part of it is that we have not really worked on a culture of vocation. A culture of vocation. So I have this little thing in my mind that goes, so mom and dad come to church from time to time, and then they go home and they say, oh, he talks too long, or I don't like this, or why can't we have mass at this time, or I don't like the way he does this, and what like that. And then father goes to that house for dinner, and he's sitting at the table with everybody. He says, Billy, have you ever thought about being a priest? And mom and dad say, yeah, Billy, why haven't you thought about being a priest? And Billy goes, are you kidding me? All you do is come home every time from church complaining. Why would I do that? Well, it might be an extreme, but I think it's true. I think it's true. And so I always say if you find a perfect pastor, join the church, and after 3 weeks you'll find out that he isn't perfect. In the same way that if you're looking for a perfect church, join that one, and it won't be perfect anymore because you're a part of it. So it's not about perfection. It's about service. It's about shepherding. And so when I was ordained in 1984, so I'm coming up on 40 years, when I was ordained in 84, I remember laying on the floor of the cathedral as they were singing the Litany of the Saints and thinking, all of my mentors were all ordained before the Second Vatican Council. And I thought, that church really didn't change a lot. And now, being ordained in 84, I really don't know what the church of the future will be like. Well, I was right. Because nobody ever, ever thought about having more than one parish, much less 5 or 6. And our young guys now who are being ordained, maybe they have a year, two or three years at least of experience, and all of a sudden they're being put out into being pastors in multiple parishes. We have more Catholics. We're not having more vocations. And so I think we have to take a look at what does that mean for us as in our vocation culture. Do we just think it's always going to happen? Or, well, they close that one, I'll just go to another one. Well, if we don't have priests, we don't have the Eucharist. And if we don't have Eucharist, we don't have First Holy Communion. Now, in other denominations, they may have lay people who can lead prayer services and stuff, and they'll be able to kind of limp along some. But if we don't have priests, that's it. Now, I don't think it will ever come to that, but what I do think is the church might look a heck of a lot different. So there are places in the world that have mass very infrequently. I remember Father Leon Conley, who was a missionary from the Archdiocese in Bolivia. He had over 450 faith communities, and he would get to them once a year. The people, when it was time for him to get there, he'd get word out, and they would just start ringing the bell. People dropped whatever they were doing because they only had mass once a year. Now, we don't have to get to that point, but we need to say, what does that mean? Maybe there'll be some of the boys in our first communion class who will become priests, even red-haired ones. But something for us to think about, because for us, the Eucharist is our life. There isn't any other thing that's more important than this. And boys and girls, that's why on your first communion day, so today you don't have to come up for that blessing anymore. No, you get to receive Jesus today for the very first time. And that's very, very precious for us. That feeds our spiritual life. You get to do that for the very first time today. And that means that from today on then, unless you're terribly sick, you need to really never miss Mass. And so if Mom and Dad say, well, you know, we've been a couple times this month, or Jesus won't care, you say, Father John said we have to go to Mass every Sunday. And if they want to back over me in the parking lot, they can do that. But this is our life. This is our life. It's the most important thing in your life. And so we have to safeguard that, because it helps us to grow in our faith. So just like they say you learn in school that you have to be on a good diet, if all you need is eat is junk food, it affects your health. Well, we are what we eat when it comes to Eucharist. The more we receive Jesus, the more Jesus changes us. And we won't be knuckleheads. You're never a knucklehead, are you, Cora? Oh, you are. Okay. See, then after today, you're going to change. The more you receive Jesus, the more you have an opportunity to change. So as we continue to pray today, we do so kind of twofold, huh? Thinking about Jesus as the good shepherd, the one who all of us should be following, and the one who, those of us who have religious vocations, follow in a special way. You know, I've told the past four bishops that we've had, you can administrate multiple places, but it's pretty difficult to shepherd them, because why? Shepherding is knowing the sheep. And nothing bothers me more than not to be able to fully be a member of all the communities I serve, to be able to go to that school's events and to go to that town's things that are going on. It just isn't possible. And so it's about our relationship. Christ died to strengthen our relationship with Him and the Father, with the church, and us with each other. And so that's why we must come together, because Christians are not lone rangers. We need each other, because we need Christ, and we find Christ in each other as well as in the sacraments. So we continue to pray today on this most special day. We ask God to bless us and really bless your families in a very special way as we begin a new faith journey as people who get to receive Jesus for the first time.